This is Gospel 365 Podcast. Today, we have an inspiring and empowering message to help you walk through the day and to overcome your daily challenges. As you're about to listen to today's message, please feel free to invite a friend to listen as well. We don't believe you should keep these messages to yourself. So go ahead and share the link.
We are glad you can join us for today's encouragement from Gospel 365 Daily Devotional. Our reading is titled, Walking in Full Knowledge, and it was written by Benjamin Osei Ofori. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. And that is our memory verse for today. Observe the Spirit's choice of words through Paul and his beautiful prayer for God's people in our opening text. He desires that we be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I would like you to notice the distinctive word, knowledge. That word is the Greek epignosis, and it means absolute knowledge, far removed from speculations and assumptions. It is exact, precise, definite, or full knowledge. The Spirit's desire for you isn't just for you to have an idea or be merely aware of God's will. He wants you to become fully acquainted with His will. He wants you to come into the full comprehension of the will of the Father. Moreover, when you know God, you know all things, for He is the embodiment of all wisdom and knowledge. So in Christ, you have insight into reality. You can have full knowledge about anything. Can you imagine that? You might ask, why then is this not working for me? Simple. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. First, you have to know about it, like you are learning now. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Secondly, you have to be conscious of it for it to work. If you don't know it, you can't use it. And if you are not conscious of it, it will not work. Thirdly, you have to confess and declare this to be the reality of your life. You are filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Bring it to your everyday consciousness. Philemon chapter 1 verse 6 says, the communication of your faith becomes effective by the epignosis of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. This means, as you are brought into this full and special knowledge of all the good things that are you in Christ, the demonstration of your faith becomes more productive. Glory be to God. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, I thank you for enlightening my spirit to know and apprehend all that you have made available to me in Christ Jesus. I'm walking in the reality of my inheritance. The communication of my faith is effectual as I walk in the exact and full knowledge of Christ. I walk in victory, dominion, and success always. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Gospel 365 Podcast, and also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at GO365 Podcast. Send your prayer requests or testimonies to gospel365podcast@gmail.com. And God bless you.